Good evening. This meeting of the Pacifica Pacifica Foundation Radio National Board meeting in various locations via telephone. It is February 12th, 2015, and I'm calling the meeting to order. I am Margie Wilkinson, Chair of the Board. Because I am currently serving as the Interim Executive Director, I am asking Vice Chair Tony Norman to chair this meeting. Tony, are you there?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Can we get a timekeeper? Anyone volunteer to keep the time? Timekeeper? Calling a second time. Anyone want to keep the time?
This is Margie. I'll keep time on the items, but I do a very bad job of keeping time on the speakers, so somebody else has to do that.
Can someone time the speakers? I think it's... Hello?
This is Janice. I'll time the speakers.
And that's for each speaker. I think it's, what is it?
90 seconds?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Do we have any excused absences?
We need a point of order.
I'm sorry. Yes, Serene, point of order.
We need to call the roll for the stream.
Okay. You want to formally call the roll?
Yes.
Janice Lane Hewitt.
Present.
Brian Edward Stevens. Jose Luis Fuentes. Janet Colburn.
Present.
Margie Wilkinson.
Present.
Rodrigo Agueta. Lydia Bazan.
Here.
Kim Kaufman.
Here.
Brenda Medina.
Present.
Lisa Allen. Adriana Castanet. Adriana Castanet.
Here.
Albert Mark.
Present.
Greg Lauder.
Here.
Carol Gordon.
Here.
Lisa.
Here.
Janet Coleman.
Here.
Will Roberts is present. Jim Bra.
Here.
Benito Diaz. Pete Tucker.
Here.
Robert Levine. Tony Norman.
Present.
CFO Raul Salvador.
Present.
We have quorum, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Are there any excused absences? No requests? Okay. We all should have the proposed agenda in front of us. Do we have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
This is Brenda. Can you, I'm driving. Could you just read off the agenda quickly?
Jose Luis on the phone.
Okay.
Thanks.
We had a, first of all, let me, did I hear a second? I know we had a motion. Can we get a second on the agenda, approve the agenda?
Mr. Chairperson, at what point may I ask for an amendment to the agenda?
I second it.
I got a second.
Jose Luis Fuentes seconded it.
Okay, I think we had Janice. You wanted to do an amendment?
Yes. I'd like to propose an amendment to the agenda, and I've sent the motion for the amendment to the entire board, and it is coming from a meeting of the Pacifica Radio Archives Task Force, and it is asking the full board to take action at tonight's meeting, and I've asked that it be placed before item number Roman numeral 4, and the maximum amount of time would be 15 minutes at best.
How many? You said
15 minutes at best.
Okay.
J.K., Janet K., point of information? Or point?
Yes, Janet K., what's your point of information?
Would Janice read the amendment into the stream?
Yes, I will. The following two motions were put forward, discussed, and passed without objection at the Public Radio Archives Task Force meeting on Tuesday, February 10, 2015. The Pacifica Radio Archives Task Force moved that the PMB motion with the deadline of February 13, 2015 regarding archives funding be extended to April 15, 2015 for more time to finalize existing sources with specific dates for income to be received. That motion was passed without objection by the members of the task force. The second section of this action is the Pacifica Radio Archives Task Force moved that the five network stations make immediate contact no later than February 21, 2015 with Pacifica Archives staff to indicate the process in which stations will prioritize payments to Pacifica Radio Archives through the second quarter. That motion was also passed without objection, and I'd like it to be added as an amendment to tonight's agenda. Thank you.
We have a second to the amendment. Now I'll take a stack. Anyone want to speak to this amendment?
Janet Kay, point of information. Sorry.
Yes, Janet Kay, what's your question?
Where would this be placed and how long? How much time?
I will repeat. My request is that it comes before Roman numeral 4, and the maximum amount of time would be 15 minutes.
A point of order, please. Carolyn,
what's your point of order?
I don't have those. If they were sent, they haven't come through in my mail yet. Can you say what time they were sent out, John?
7:28 p.m., 19 minutes ago, to the address that's listed as PNB list at kpftx.org.
This is Kim. I have a point of information.
Yes, Kim,
what's
your question?
I see minutes on for approval. Can I get the date to those minutes so I can find them before we get to them?
Well, actually, we're good. The relevant issue is not Janet's amendment, so I'm not going to. I thought you had a point of information on Janet's amendment.
I have a point of information about this agenda, and I'd like that provided so I can prepare for the meeting. I don't know what minutes we're going to vote on. I would like to find them.
Jose Luis Fuentes, point of information.
Yes, Jose.
I would like to know who are the members on the task force from KPFA who voted for this these motions for the archives.
Janet, do you want to?
Yes, I can.
Point of order. Point of order, Chair.
Who is that?
This is
Jeanette. Who is that? So, for point of order.
Yeah, my point of order is we're discussing the agenda item, and we haven't even approved the agenda. We should try to see if there's an amendment to the agenda, approve that amendment, and then move forward once the item comes up to discuss that item.
We're discussing Janet's amendment, and his quest. The point of information is related to that amendment.
No, it's not. Carolyn, on the stack again.
Yes. Do you have a point of order or a point of information?
I guess a point of order. I cannot find that motion.
I'm sending it to you now.
Carolyn,
could you send it to all of us, Janice? I don't have it.
Could you resend it to everyone?
Sure
we're sending it to the right. If someone has it, could you resend it?
This is Margie. I just sent it to everybody.
Thank you.
Okay.
Janice,
do
you want to quickly address Jose Luis' point of view?
I would love to address his question. However, I am not familiar with all of the members of the task force in terms of their affiliation, and so I could not answer. I do believe Serene was on that call, and she is more familiar with all the participants, and she could potentially answer that question.
Janet Kay, stack.
Okay, we got Janet Kay for the stack. Anyone else for the stack? Janet's amendment. Okay, Janet Kay.
Okay, so I have an amendment that the location be, one moment, between, well, Roman numeral 8, Pacifica Finances, after the WPFW budget, so between A and B.
Well, I'm sorry, you're making an amendment to Janet's amendment?
Yes, to the placement of it.
Oh, you're making an amendment to place it in another location.
Right.
Yes. And this is the second.
Could you repeat that again, Janet K., where you want it, and could you submit that in writing?
Yes. For it to go after item A under Roman numeral 8, which is Pacifica Finances, and item A is WPFW budget, and so this would come next.
Okay. It's been seconded. Is there any objection to that amendment?
I object.
Okay. We'll have a discussion on Janet K.'s amendment. Do anyone want to go on the stack? We have two for, two against.
I'm sorry. Point of information, please.
Yes, Serene, your point of information.
Seconded that, that amendment?
Lydia.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, we're going to take a stack. Is anyone going to go on the stack?
Yes, I do.
Who is that?
Janet Coleman.
Janet Coleman, you're speaking for or against this amendment?
I speak for the motion, not the amendment.
Well,
I would speak against the amendment.
Okay, Janet C. You are Janet C.
Yes, I'm Janet C.
Did somebody turn their radio off?
Yeah, people.
Did everyone mute their phones? Janet C, you're on.
Who, Janet C? Oh. I think that, you know, putting this amendment, which would be one, which would be, I assume, short and energized discussion about something, about an area of the Pacifica radio empire that might, you know, bear fruit every day of the week. And I think denying it time is a mistake, and putting it on at the end of the night is careless of us when this is something that's, you know, has a life.
Okay,
that's
anyone
it.
Else?
That's,
anyone else on the stack?
Janice Wang, you were to the stack?
Yes, Janice.
I object to the amendment for the placement further in the agenda because it will most likely not come to the board's attention tonight. The ability for the CRA staff to move forward, knowing that they are working towards a specific goal, and what was presented at this meeting was extremely strong and very viable. And I would prefer that we give it time earlier in the meeting, particularly because I agree with others who have not quite spoken that it will not take the full 15 minutes.
This is Lydia.
You're speaking for the amendment?
That's correct.
Lydia, yes.
Okay, so the point is that the Finance Committee and this board has gone to great pains to look at budgets, and we still haven't finished approving them. This is directly linked to a particular budget, to emergency motions that were passed regarding the budget for archives and for all of the stations, and it shouldn't be taken in isolation. So we need to finish the budget process and include this in there. I agree that it may not take like a long time, but it should be within the order and within the budget, and that's where it belongs on the agenda. And also, it's not like anybody's going to jump on this right now because almost all, with one exception, all of the stations are in fund drive, so no one's going to, you know, move on anything at this juncture, and so. I mean, hopefully we'll get to it tonight, but it belongs where it belongs, which is under the budget discussion. Thank you.
Who
is that?
I'm sorry, this is Janice, and I'm not sure how to phrase this. There is an action that would take place
tomorrow, February 13th, that would require the Public Radio Archives immediately reduce their budget by $9,000 based on a motion that was passed by this body at a previous meeting. And so that is why the urgency is requested that it be moved up.
Is there anyone else want to speak in favor of this amendment?
Yeah, this is Brian.
Yes, Brian. Go ahead.
We still have not finished approving budgets for a fiscal year that started more than 4 months ago. And while this is worth discussing, it can't come before we approve the final budget. Our CFO has already told us. He can't input budgets into the accounting software to give us budget to actual reports until the board actually approves budgets. So it's an important discussion, but we have to prioritize here. Get budgets in place before we start changing the conditions we've already attached to budgets.
Okay. We've had two speakers for it, two speakers against. We're not going to vote on Janet Kay's amendment. Janet Kay, you want to briefly repeat what your amendment is?
Yes, to have the placement be after item 8, letter A, which is WPSW budget.
Okay,
right,
Madam
after
Secretary.
That.
Secretary, you want to call the roll on this amendment?
Janet Kay Hewitt.
No.
Brian Edwards Peter?
Yes.
Jose Luis Fuentes?
Yes.
Janet Coburn?
Yes.
Margie Wilkinson?
Yes.
Rodrigo Aguirre?
Yes.
Lydia Bresson?
Yes.
Tim Kaufman?
No.
Brenda Medina?
Yes.
Bruce Allen. Adriana Castanet.
Yes.
Robert Mark.
No.
I'm sorry, was that yes?
No.
No. George Ryder.
Abstain.
Carolyn Burton.
No.
Steve Brown.
No.
Janet Coleman.
Are you talking about our workers? No.
Doing Robert Epstein. Jim Brown.
Yes.
Sidney Dodier.
Aye and aye.
Steve Tucker.
Yes.
Robert Rabin.
Abstain.
Teresa, are you here? One moment, please.
I wonder if I can make a phone call also.
Mute yourself.
I have 11-6-3. Adriana, what's your count?
I have 11-8-3.
Mr. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair's not voting. The amendment passes. Now that's the amendment to Janice's amendment. Now we'll vote on the main amendment. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Can you read it again, please?
I can't
two motions for a total of 15 minutes will be placed after item 8A, which is to say after the WPFW budget.
The point of the point of order. Yeah.
Too many people talk. Could everyone mute their phones?
Specifically ask George Ryder to mute his phone because we can hear him.
George, could you mute your phone? Okay, I'm Secretary. You call the roll.
Well, Benito raised the point of order.
Carolyn here.
No, that was it. Thanks, Serene.
Oh, okay.
Excuse me, Carolyn here. Point of information.
Yes, Carolyn. What's your point of information?
The motion that someone just read out was not the motion that I have in front of me in writing. Could someone read the actual motion that we are voting on?
I'm sorry. Point of order here.
What's your point of order, Serene?
I think that the member who asked for clarification should be asked what he meant. We're voting on an amendment to place two motions which have been read and sent to us twice now in a particular place. I don't understand
and
why the
point of order.
And Carolyn, do you have that in writing? Do you have that in front of you in writing?
I don't have the amendment in front of me now.
Carolyn, this is Janice saying I sent it to both of your email addresses. It was also sent to you again by Margie, and so I would say
before any of us try to send it
to you again, we need to know what email you're using.
Well, I'm no longer using Gmail, which I sent a notice out to everyone on. But I'm talking about the amendment now. We're voting on the amendment, or are we voting on the actual motion?
We're voting on the actual motion with the amendment of placing in a specific place on the agenda.
All right.
Janet Kay, point of information.
Yes, Janet Kay.
So can you, Chair, ask if there are any objections?
Objections to this being placed on the agenda as amended.
Yeah.
Who is that?
Hi, Carolyn. Yes.
Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Janice Lane,
yes.
Yes. Okay. Brian Edward Speaker.
Abstain.
Jose Luis Fuentes.
Abstain.
Janet Colvin?
Yes.
Margie Wilkinson?
Abstain.
Mr. Chair?
Yes?
Oh, never mind. Rodrigo Agueta?
Pass.
Are you saying pass?
Yes.
Yes, I said pass.
Okay, thank you. Lydia Bazan?
Yes.
Kim Coughlin?
Yes.
Brenda Medina?
Yes.
Teresa Allen? Adriana Cassane?
Yes.
Robert Mark?
Yes.
George Ryder?
Epstein.
Carolyn Burton? Tauntaun 1, Carolyn.
Oh, Steve sorry. Brown. Pass. I'm passing.
Okay. Steve Brown.
Yes.
Janet Coleman.
Yes.
Juliana votes yes. Jim Brown.
Yes.
Benito Diaz.
Aye and aye.
Steve Tucker.
Yes.
Robert Rabin.
Abstain.
Okay. And passing, Rodrigo?
Yes.
Carolyn Burton?
No, abstain.
One moment, please, Chair. Fourteen, yes. Zero no's, six abstentions.
Chair is not voting. That item will be placed on the amended to the agenda. Does anyone else wish to speak on the stack on the agenda? And our timekeeper, how much time we have on the agenda?
I think, I'm not exactly sure. I think we have 7 minutes more.
Okay, anyone else want to speak about onto the agenda?
Yes, Janet Kay.
Yes, Janet Kay.
I move that item 8, Roman numeral 8G, which is the CFO hiring and supervisory authority motion, be moved up to be right after item 7, the CFO report, and also that the notice date be corrected to January 8th, 15.
Is there a second to that amendment?
Second.
Okay. Is there any objection to that being moved up to that location?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. We're going to take a going to take a stack on that amendment.
But may I offer an amendment? Yes.
We got to take a stack on the amendment. Who is that?
This is Serene.
Okay, you want to go on? Yes, Serene.
Okay, so I would move that the motion be moved to immediately under 8C as in boy, which is the sideband motion that has been there since 2013 from the BAI LSB. I would move that we move it from its current position to immediately after the sideband motion.
Is there a second to that amendment?
No.
What's
is there
that?
A second?
Can you repeat what the heck the amendment is? I don't think it's in print, is it?
Serene, could you repeat that, and could you all submit those amendments in writing, Serene?
The CFO hiring and supervisory authority motion for which... excuse me?
Okay.
The motion was to move it up to immediately under 7, and before we do any motion, including on the very important WPFW budget, I object to that. I would like us to deal with the budget, and I would also like us to deal with the sideband motion from the WBI LSB that has been on the agenda since fall of 2013. So I'm fine with the CFO supervisory thing going immediately after the SCA motion, but not before.
Is there a second to that amendment? Asking again, is there a second to that amendment? Okay, we don't have a second to that amendment. We're going back to the Janet K. amendment. Is there anyone going on the stack for Janet K.? Is there anyone speaking to Janet?
Well, Warden. Janet K., can I just motivate a little bit?
Yes, Janet K.
So I sent the language of this motion earlier before this meeting, and basically it's urgent because the CFO needs to provide financial information to the whole board and needs to get it from the stations, the business managers, so this would help to speed that up. We need financial data for the financial statements and the audit reports.
Okay. Anyone wish to speak to that amendment?
Yeah, I do.
I'm sorry.
Is the amendment to make this higher up on the agenda?
Yes, she's moving it up.
I'll talk against it.
Okay. Who's going for the stack? And who's speaking for it and who's speaking?
Point of information, Carolyn here.
Yes, Carolyn.
I don't have this in writing, please.
Could you submit that in writing if you haven't, Janet Carey?
I submitted it in writing.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Who's speaking for it? Is anyone speaking for it? Who's speaking against the amendment?
Yeah. I'll speak.
This is Brian.
Yes, Brian.
I apologize. I just pulled it up now because I wasn't on my board email before. This is a pretty long and involved motion, and I think I agree with the intent of the motion, but this is not something I want to put in front of budgets either. And I think the motion may need some wordsmithing. I don't think it's something we can just rubber stamp quickly. So, I would respectfully ask that it get in the queue behind the budgets that have been waiting on our agenda for more than 2 months at this point.
Okay.
Carolyn, I'll start.
Yes, Carolyn.
And Janet C. I was going to speak against this.
Yes, Janet C. Carolyn, are you speaking against it? Which one? We only got one other person speaking against it.
No, I'll let Janet go ahead.
You want to speak? You can go first. I don't care.
Janet C. Only one person.
Oh. I certainly agree with Brian that we should put this later, but I do not think that it requires just a little wordsmithing. I think it's a very gigantic shift of responsibilities to hand over to the CFO the ability to, appears to me,
to hire and fire on the local level because most of the managers have something to do with the finances. I would really would like to dot every P and Q and say what's happening now. Is the CFO complaining about something? The managers aren't getting to him. Why don't we have any procedure to move along the managers? What the heck is going on here? What's behind it? Why do we want the CFO to gain even more power than is normal for a CFO who is on everything?
Does anyone speak in on this item? You finished? I'm sorry. You finished?
So I think I want plenty of time to go over this motion and see what it leads to. It's a major shift in our foundation to do this.
Jose Luis, I'll speak for it.
And so did Margie, but...
Okay,
right.
Jose Luis, yes.
I'm on the audit committee, and we have an audit that has not been completed because we have what I believe, in my opinion, business managers who aren't helping out, and it's not getting done. So we need to get this done. And please don't interrupt whoever
wants
to.
Well, I'm sorry. I don't think it's appropriate to talk... to criticize staff on the open stream. I think not. I really don't think it is. I'm sorry.
Okay. Chair, do I have the floor or does somebody else have the floor?
Okay. Jose Luis, could you... I think she was trying to make a point of order reference to that, but you have the floor, Jose Luis.
Well, we should all be respectful of whoever's speaking, and if there's a point of order raised, you know, I will stop. I can be courteous. I expect the same thing to my fellow directors. It is rude. It's not appropriate. And this motion should be passed because we have an audit that needs to be completed, and we need to hold people accountable in this station. People are not held accountable, and this is why we're sinking each day in the millions. Thank you.
Okay, anyone else speaking on this amendment in favor of it?
Yes.
The one else?
This is Lydia.
Are you speaking? Yes, Lydia, are you speaking?
In favor, but I thought I heard Margie speaking in favor of it earlier. So there have been previous...
point of order, Chair?
Who is that? Yes, Serene, what's your point of order?
This is Brenda.
Sorry,
you already had two people speak in favor of this motion. We should move the agenda along.
What was that? I didn't
hear the paper. These two people again. Brian and Jose Luis spoke in favor, and
I spoke against.
Brian.
No, Brian spoke against. We need one other person.
I apologize.
This is not the first effort to change this. I believe, but I'm driving right now, and also I haven't been able to find it, but my understanding was that that LeVarne Williams also had a similar motion that was not passed in 2009 when she was CFO, because this is a longstanding issue. And so the CFO, regardless of who the personality is, has always had a challenge getting everything reconciled at the local station and getting the schedules in and getting everything done on time at all of the stations. This is not new. This has been happening over and over and over again, and every single year we get held up because of it. It's not, we're not naming by personality, we're naming by title, and it's not all of them. But the authority is laid at the feet of the CFO without the CFO being able to exert the authority necessary, not complete authority. The motion speaks to still being answering to the general manager, et cetera, and doing what's needed at the station. But when the board starts clamoring, and we rightly should, for the audit to be completed and so forth, then the CFO, who is ultimately responsible, has to be given the tools by which those reports can be made and those accounts can be reconciled. Thank you.
Okay. We're now going to go to Janet K. What was the time period that you had on that item?
Well, it was assigned 10 minutes, but I think it would need more than that, but time can be extended.
Well, we'll go with the 10 minutes that already assigned to. We're going to move it up. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll on moving that item up until after the CFO report?
Janice Lanier.
No.
Brian Edward Peters?
No.
Jose Luis Fuentes?
Yes.
Janet Coben?
Yes.
Margie Wilkinson?
Yes.
Rodrigo Argueta? I'm sorry, I didn't catch your answer.
Okay.
Lydia Brosson?
Yes.
Kim Coffin?
No.
Brenda Medina?
Yes.
Teresa Allen? Ivana Castanez?
Yes.
Robert Marks?
No.
Robert Ryder?
Yes.
Carolyn Burden?
No.
Steve Brown?
No.
Janet Coleman?
No.
June Roberts abstained. Jim Brown? Benito Diaz?
Aye, nine.
I didn't hear you, Jim.
Yes.
Okay, got you. Pete Tucker?
Yes.
Robert Rubin?
Abstain.
Okay, Rodrigo, you passed? Rodrigo, on the amendment to move?
I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. One moment, please. I have 11-7-2, Chair. Do you wish to vote?
Chair is not voting. Amendment passes. I believe we're out of time. Is that correct, timekeeper?
Yes, that is correct.
That amendment passes. We'll now vote on the full agenda. Is there any objection to the agenda as amended? Without objection, the agenda is approved as amended. Now we'll follow on the agenda. Do we have minutes to approval? We have minutes to approve?
We do not have minutes to approve. Correction. We have minutes to approve, but we don't have minutes that I sent to the board in time for approval. My word has been crashing all afternoon, and virtually everything is scrambled.
Okay, so we don't have any minutes for approval. So we'll move on to the next item on the agenda is the nomination of officers. First nomination we'll take, the officer for the board is for the chair. I would nominate Margie Wilkinson. Is there any nominations for the chair?
I second Margie.
Is there any other nominations for the chair of the PNB? Join us. Third time, is there any other nominations for the chair of the PNC?
Wait. Somebody take off the radio or whatever it is.
Could everybody put their phones on mute? Okay, so that we can hear. Are there any other nominations for the chair?
Yes, I would nominate Steve Brown.
It's been nominated. Steve Brown has been nominated.
I decline that nomination. Sorry, I don't have enough experience to be chair yet.
This is Kim. I nominate Robert Mark.
I'll second that.
Who is that? Robert Mark.
Can somebody second?
I just did. Carolyn Burden seconded it.
Okay.
Carolyn Burden.
I would decline that nomination.
It's been declined. Oh. Are there any other nominations for chair?
Mr. Chair, I nominate George Ryder.
George Ryder has been nominated for chair. Is there a second?
Second.
Who is
second?
George
Robert
Ryder.
Mark.
Who seconded?
Who nominated?
George Wright, are you on the phone? I assume you accept.
Yeah, but I accept.
George Wright accepts. Okay, so we have two nominations for chair. George Wright, Marcy. Okay, do we have any nominations for vice chair?
Janet Kay, point of procedure.
Yes, Janet Kay.
So before we move to the next office, can we at least hear statements from the nominees?
This is Kim, point of order.
Kim, what's your point of order?
Well, I think we should determine what the procedure is going to be as well.
Well, we've got to go. That's been a request that the candidates make some statements.
Point of order.
Who is that?
Jose Luis, KPFA.
Yes, Jose Luis, what's your point of order?
You know, we have a tight agenda here and other offices to elect. We haven't provided in this agenda time in order to have statements of people or a time limit on them.
Okay, yes.
Benito to the stack.
And Janice Lane, you are to the stack for a point of information.
Who is that for? Janice Lane Hewitt, you had a point of information?
Yes, my point of information is, what is the process for election? Are we raising our hand? Are we taking a secret vote? Are we sending something in the mail? That's not clear to me.
Janet Kay?
I thought we voted on that, but anyone want to speak to that?
Serene?
Who is that?
Serene?
Yes.
We agreed to do nominations tonight and to send out ballots, which would be returnable by next Tuesday, the 17th, so they can be counted at KPFK's board meeting on the 18th.
Thank you for providing that information on the stream.
Okay.
And Janet Kay.
Brenda for the stack.
May I?
And Benito to the stack.
Continue with my.
I had Benito and then Brenda for the stack. Benito.
I think Janet Kay was first.
And then Janet
Kay would have the floor.
Yeah, Janet Kay, then Benito.
I had requested that each candidate make a statement, and we have a 90-second limit, so that only takes, 180 seconds. So can we just do that before we go on to the next office?
Each
candidate can make a brief statement for a minute.
Chair, I've been asking to be on the stack because I wanted to provide a procedure.
Okay. Point of order, Jose Luis Fuentes, KPFA.
That's what your point of
order. There's no motion that's pending right now. We're electing positions. I don't understand. Are we amending the agenda? Is Director Cobra and Pat proposing a motion that needs two-thirds of putting a procedure in place?
What?
He's calling a point of order, and I'm going to have to go with where the agenda is. This agenda is just committing his office and nominations. It doesn't say anything with the office having to speak. So I'm going to go with that as we have it listed on the agenda. We're just going to have to go through with the office and nominations.
Wait. Benito,
point
to a sec.
Point of information.
This is Kim.
Yes. Benito, then Brenda.
So, number one, I can't speak to the agenda one way or the other because I have some kind of technical problem, and I can't seem... I have the document, but I can't seem to open it. But regardless of what the agenda says, if the agenda says nominations, it says nominations. If that's not a reason... If it doesn't specifically say, well, we're going to do it with the following procedure, that doesn't mean we can't establish a procedure. And common sense would tell us that if we're going to have nominations, this is the only time that people can speak one way or the other. We have several new members on the board. I think it's only you know, courtesy is not even the point. Common sense, to be respectful of the new members, especially, that we should allow them to hear from these candidates. Otherwise, they have no way of knowing who these individuals are. I have a tendency to use colorful words. I'm trying to stay away from that for the moment.
Is it possible we can just hear one statement, a statement for a minute from each candidate? Because everybody's going to speak, and we will waste the time of everybody speaking on this issue.
Right. That's all. That's all I was trying to
report. Let him share.
Every George and Margie for a minute. Is that without objection to that? Okay, George or Margie, would you all want to speak for a minute? Margie?
Sure. I have been serving as a chair this past year, although most of the meetings have been chaired by my colleague, Tony Norman. And I am willing to continue serving. I would like to, I hope that we will be able to hire a permanent executive director in short order, and that I would then no longer need to be also chair as well as IED, in which case I would return to the functions of the chair, which I hope to perform. I hope to carry out the duties of the chair in the best interests of the organization.
Okay, George.
Well, I'm willing to do it. It's something. I've been a past chair. I run meetings effectively. I'm fair in the way I run them. I don't see the factionalization as being due to anything essential in real differences, and I would work to overcome that. I guess that's all I can say.
Okay, thank you. Conditions for Vice Chair.
This is Jim.
Yes, Jim Brown. Yes,
I'd like to nominate Lydia.
Lydia.
No.
What's her full name, so for the record?
No, not for chair. We're not there
Vice
yet.
Chair.
Vice
chair.
Oh, are we
chair.
There?
Yes, chair.
Oh, sorry.
You're nominating Lydia Brizon.
Yes, that's what you asked for, right?
Yes.
A vice chair?
Second.
Okay.
Oh, this is
second.
Kim.
Point of order.
Second.
No.
Oh.
I second the nomination for Lydia.
Yes.
This
Kim, what's your point? Okay, Kim, what's your point of order?
I would like to nominate Jan Senior.
That's not a point of order. Please,
I didn't ask for a point of order.
Somebody asked for a point of order. Who was
well,
that?
That was me, but I've withdrawn it. Thank you.
Okay, all right. I'm sorry. Kim, you nominate. I'm sorry. Who is your nomination?
Janice Lane Ewart.
Okay. Is there a second?
Yes, Janet. See.
Okay. Been seconded. Is there another nomination for vice chair? One the third time. Is there another nomination for vice chair? Okay, could we hear from a minute from each person? Lydia and then Janice.
Yes, I have served as chair of the local advisory board before we became local station boards back in the day of numerous PMB and LSB committees. And of other organizations, I've served long-term chair for some. And so I do have the tools to do that, but I think very importantly, this is a huge job for the chair, and I think there needs to be some added assistance so that this year we can get more normalized in terms of our governance issues. I've served, and I'm also adding my name to the governance committee for that purpose as well, and that's it. Thank you.
Okay, Janice.
I'm willing to serve as vice chair in this role based upon my experience with nonprofit governance for the last 30 years not only in public broadcasting, but also in philanthropy and in community-based organizations. I am even tempered. I would provide assistance to whomever is the chair in ways that would look past what continues to be described as factionalism. I believe that my experience in the past 2 years working on the Pacific Affiliates Task Force as well as the Personnel Committee is indicative of my commitment to the organization, but particularly indicative to my commitment to fairness, equality, and a level of rationality that I believe doesn't currently exist at levels at board meetings that is appropriate for taking final and substantial actions.
Okay. Thank you. Do we have nominations for secretary?
Benito?
Yes, Benito.
Yeah, I'd like to nominate Janet Kay for secretary.
Okay. Is there any other nomination? Is there a second?
I second.
Is there any other nominations for secretary? Going a second time. Are there any more nominations for secretary? Going a third time. Is there any other nominations for secretary? No more nominations for secretary. We only got one person. Janet Kay, you want to brief speak for a minute? Janet Kay.
Sure. One moment. All right. So, I plan to provide to the board in a timely fashion draft meeting minutes and then upon approval post them to kpft.x.org. And I've had perfect attendance at PNB meetings and committee meetings, and I stay from beginning to end. So, I mean, I'll be there for this responsibility. And I also would work with the other officers, and I would commit to trying to have things posted to pacifica.org documents to make information transparent to everybody who needs to see it, directors and also the public and listeners and all that. I don't know if it would be in my purview, but I'd look into that.
Okay. We only have one candidate. That's Janet Kay. The next office is Assistant Secretary.
This is Lydia.
Yes, Lydia.
I nominate Brenda Medina.
Is there a second to that?
Benito.
What's the office?
The office is Assistant Secretary. Is there any other nominations as Assistant Secretary? Second time. Are there any more nominations for the Assistant Secretary? No other nominations. Can we briefly hear from Brenda? Want to take a minute?
Yeah, sure. I want to help out Janet and this board as much as possible. Serving on the audit committee, I noticed what a great need it is to have timely minutes for our national board. So I want to help in any way possible to be making sure that that's done. That's it. Thanks.
Okay. So there we have it. We have a chair and vice chair that we'll have to hold elections for. And that's the two candidates, Bargie and George, and vice chair Lydia, not Janice.
And Janet Kay, point of information or
yes, Janet Kay, point of information.
So
yes.
I am fine with Serene continuing with this meeting, tonight's meeting, and then I will come on board the next meeting, if that's okay with everybody.
Sure.
Okay, if there's no objection to that, as well as the Assistant Secretary, there's no objection to that. Okay, the next item on the agenda, we have our committee nominations. We have 25 minutes on this item, Madam Timekeeper.
Okay.
Well, what's the agenda item, please?
this committee nominations.
Oh, okay.
And I guess I'll refer to the secretary of what committees we have and what nominations are coming in. Serene, you want to go over the committees?
Actually, if someone else has my email in front of them, if they can read that, because people sent in last-minute selections. I'm trying to update that so you all can work from a current grid.
If someone has it in front of them, could they go over the particular committees?